This is the SML Podcast.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah? You good?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah? That make you feel better?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Joe.
I'm Chris.
And this is the SML Podcast.
This is, what is it, episode,
I think 77?
70-something. 77. It's in the high 70s.
It's up there. We certainly are up there.
Yep. So, yeah. Yeah.
I'd say roll the music, but we did that already.
Yeah.
That, you know what? Roll the music anyway.
So we're going to do it again?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the music.
Yeah. If you remember to edit that in.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, okay, you're just going to do it yourself?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that's good.
So, our plans for guests fell through today.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Bogue was supposed to be here. We were going to do a dummy run of The Last of Us.
Oh, God, that would have been fucking great.
I know. How fucking awesome. Bogue playing Last of Us.
Fuck, man. Why didn't...
You should make Jordan do it.
She'll poop.
No.
She'll poop everywhere. No, she's just going to play solitaire on her phone.
I can always make you do it.
No, I already know, like, what happens.
But now it's an HD-er.
Yeah, and it's more depressing. They added in, like, more ambiance to make you cry more.
Did they?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Nice.
I think.
So I would have given my impressions on it, but I held off on playing it because...
Because of Bogue.
Bogue said he'd be here today.
You son of a bitch.
He had appointments.
Well, I mean, stuff comes up, I understand.
So.
It's okay.
That kind of wrecked our plans for the show.
Instead,
we made you play Band Fuse.
I did. I brought a guitar and I played some.
I was like,
Band
yo,
Fuse.
Bring your guitar down because I found Band Fuse with the guitar cable. For $10 at GameStop.
Which is
by the way, check your GameStop and see if they have Band Fuse for $10.
Which is, yeah, dude. That's pretty awesome. Not to mention, like, the adapter thing that they give you for it, too.
Yeah.
Because they were selling this alone for, like, what? Like, fucking, like, $30?
Yeah, it comes with the audio adapter, which it's meant for the game, but you can easily hook up,
oh, yeah, you can
like,
use
a Turtle Beach or something on that.
Yeah. And an optical port, too. So, yeah. For, like, the older ones that don't have the optical port. Like,
yep.
Yeah, dude, that's
and
awesome.
And just the headset jack, if all you want is audio.
Yeah, dude.
But
and it splits it, too. So, I mean, if you're going to have it go through your actual, like, system and stuff like that, you could do that, but then still have it go through the headphones so that you don't get any kind of latency.
Turn that shits up in my headphones.
Turn them shits up in my headphones. Yeah, dude, it was cool. It was different.
So, yeah, $10 for game, the USB cable for the guitar, which
and the little adapter
looks
thing.
Like it could be used for nearly anything, really, that cable.
I mean, it's, what is it? It's quarter inch to like eighth inch. I mean, the only practical application for that is if you're like, you know, if you want to record your guitar in like Windows Sound Recorder.
Why not?
I mean, you could. It would sound like poopy.
Why not?
The option's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, we don't
played. I didn't get to play because I obviously don't know how to play a guitar, nor do I own one myself. So that's next on my list of shit to track down is a cheap guitar so I can actually try it for myself.
You could find cheap guitars that'll get you through that. No problem. Like, no problem.
Or you could leave one of your 70 guitars down here.
I cannot. Actually.
You lie.
I cannot. Because the problem is, like, well, and it's not necessarily a problem, but the majority of the guitars that we have are all not in standard tuning. So one of the few that was in standard tuning was the one that I brought down, and that's hers. Pretty much all of them are hers, actually.
And you didn't let her play? Wow, you're an asshole. Let's fire it back up.
Hey, yeah.
Unfortunately, we're not using a condenser, so what she say is not being picked up at all.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. Nothing.
Like,
that's good.
They can barely hear me right now.
No, that's not true.
It's a joke.
You're a joke, Joe.
You're a joke, Chris. This whole thing's a joke. your face is a joke.
Sometimes. I mean, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. Like, it was definitely fun. It's not one of those things that you're just going to, like, pick up and go, like, even though I know how to play guitar, you have to get used to sight reading, like, how it's coming up on the screen and then, like, translating that into actually being able to play it. And there were some parts that, like, you know, on easier difficulties, like, they're making you play it, in my eyes, a harder way, where it's like that, what was it, that Blur song 2 or whatever?
Yeah.
There's no way that they're actually, like, playing those notes on that high of a registry on those lower strings. Like, if they are, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, like,
there might be effects they use, too, to...
I'd suppose. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, like, there were certain parts where it actually, like, made it weirder and made it, like, slightly more difficult by not playing it the way that it's supposed to be played. So, but overall, it was fun. Like, it was cool to, like, sit down and, like, I'd stumble my way through a song and, like, all right, do it again. And then I would bump the difficulty up and I would get better. And then, like, all right, do it again. And then bump the difficulty up and get better. Like, it's...
And I like that there's five difficulties, too. They have, like, the beginner for idiots like me.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, everything else is for you.
everything else is for me.
Like, get used to it and then get a little bit better. And then, oh, put it on real and I'll play how the song's really supposed to be played. And then you hit, like, 99%. And I sit here crying, wishing I could do that.
What song did I do that on? I don't even remember.
I don't know. He played a few of them.
There was a couple of them that I did pretty decent with. Limelight I did all right with.
Yeah.
There was a lot more to that song that I didn't know how to play. And then there was, like, even... what was it? There was another one that I did, like, half decent on, too. Was it Alanis Morissette?
I think
it was
that one. I think so.
Yeah. That was one of them.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah.
To remind you.
I like this. I like the song choices.
Yeah.
Like, going through the set list on there. The set list was actually really, really cool. So
I was super happy to see Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Blue on Black on there.
I hate that fucking song.
I wish to God it was in Rock Band.
I hate that fucking song.
That's because you're a bad person.
No, I've just heard it way too many times. And I've heard it sung by, like, really terrible singers.
I play it all the time, so I hate it.
I don't even want to say, like, singers, just people that sing the song drunk in a bar. Like, it's not fun. It's not enjoyable.
You say that about so many songs because you're in cover bands and you play them and you're like, I'm so tired. I hate that song. It's so stupid. I play it 9 times a week. I fucking hate that song.
Yeah. Play in a cover band and then come back to me.
No, nope, I'm good.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Well, let me enjoy the fucking song because it's a good song.
Well, you can have it. I want it.
I will have it.
Yeah, I don't want it. You can have it.
I will.
Bodom, which is cool.
Yeah, you didn't play that one, though.
Yeah, that's also because Bodom.
And then you wanted to play Dream Theater's Pull Me Under, and I'm like, there's no way you're going to play that 94-minute song.
It's like a 7-minute.
Yeah, okay.
Pull Me Under is like 7 minutes, I think.
I thought it's 8-something.
Is it? I don't know.
To the Wikipedias.
I don't think it's that long.
Because we ain't got shit else to do this.
I don't think it's that long. But there was that, like, Social D.
Social D's Nuts.
Social D's Nuts. Slash's, like, Slash's solo project, right?
Yeah, Back to Cali with, yeah. God, what's his name?
Miles Kennedy.
Miles Kennedy, yeah.
That guy's a beast. Pantera.
Unbroken.
Like, there's some good, yeah, like that, like Overlord from Black Label Society. Like, there's some good tunes in there. I enjoy it.
Oh, your favorite band was on there?
Five Finger Cunt Punch.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I hate that fucking band.
Dream Theater, Pull Me Under, album version, 8 minutes, 11 seconds.
I said 8, didn't I?
No, you said it's like 7 something. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure it's 8 minutes something. So for the listeners, I am now flipping Chris off in celebratory middle finger.
Long. I guess it could be.
And the single version is 448.
Dude, when you listen to the single version compared to that one, it's just like they literally take every single section and just like cut it in half. It's like, no, you don't get any more of that. Nope, you don't get any more of that.
And then there's a second edit, single edit, that's 554. How many fucking versions?
Maybe that's
are
what
there?
I was thinking of.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever.
So the fun news of the world in gaming is that I have an Xbox One update right now.
It's taking forever.
It's about 2 jibble bits, like 1.8.
Two what?
Jibble bits.
2 jibble bits?
Yes. I'm hoping that, well, because I'm in the preview version, so I get more frequent updates than others. I'm hoping that this is finally adding the 3D Blu-ray support, which I've been waiting for. I love the fact that yesterday Sony put out a PS4 update with Blu-ray 3D support, so they can act like they're beating Xbox to it, when they didn't do anything about Blu-ray 3D support until Microsoft announced, hey, our August update is going to have Blu-ray 3D support. And then Sony's like, oh, fuck, yeah, those exist. Quick, do it.
Yeah. Does it work?
On PS4? I don't know. Why don't we try it?
Well, I mean, if it says that it's supposed to work, then
yeah,
I'll take their word for it.
You could grab one of the 3D Blu-rays if you want. I have a cat in my lap, so...
Yeah, I don't...
Potato comes first. Right, Potato?
I completely... I wish I would have taken a picture of that, actually, because that was hysterical. That was funny.
Being picked up at all.
Yes, I just hear scratching on the microphone.
Rubbing the mic on a cat's face. Say something.
You know, that's the one that I sing in.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because this one's loose and that one's
not.
They
look the same.
This one... The one that I'm using is loose. That one's not.
Oh, so I'm like putting my mouth where all your spit flies?
Sometimes.
Fucking Christ. I miss the drum mics.
Yeah, because that was any better. Yeah, but these...
Well, at least my lips wouldn't go directly on the drum mics.
At the beginning they did, didn't they?
No.
I don't remember. No?
No. Never.
That's whatever.
Because they picked up plicatives really badly.
Yeah, that's very true.
As we found out on the one week that we didn't have windscreens.
Yeah. Fuck that, man.
Because you're a boner.
Hey, man. Shit happens. So there's Banfuse. Banfuse was cool. Updates. I redeemed my Nintendo Club Gold thing.
Okay.
I was very, very upset that I wasn't in Platinum because I was off by like 20 or 30 coins or something like that.
Well, you got to be on that shit.
I know. I fucked up because then I would have had Earthbound and then I would have actually played it for once.
So what did you pick?
I actually picked the golden coins for my 3DS.
Nice.
So now I have something for my 3DS.
True.
And I like when you fired up your Retron thing.
You got the itch to play that again?
Yeah, I wanted to play it again. So I was just like, yeah, I'll pick that up. Because it was that or Wario Land.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of stuff on your 3DS, when I mentioned possibly doing a dummy run today, when the idea of
the
boat
comment.
Coming...
I saw the comment. I'm not going
to
say anything.
Would you like to address the comment that Zach made
I'm not saying anything.
The dummy run should be you playing the Bravely Default free demo.
It's not gonna happen, dude. It's like I really have no interest in it's on hers. I saw it on her homepage.
But you had interest in it.
Because everybody was saying how good it was, but yeah, it's still just not a genre of game that I'm interested in.
That's what you sound like.
That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes like I could recognize that a game is going to be good, but it doesn't have to be something that I'm interested in. You know what I mean?
Well, you could still try the free demo.
Yeah, but
that's free.
Yeah, but you're
and it's free.
You're not getting the point here.
But speaking of free, PS4 and Xbox, well, all PlayStation and Xbox gamers.
Yes.
Getting a handful of new free games next month that were announced.
I need to get myself gold.
Yeah, you do. Xbox 360, which you could get, has Motocross Madness for free for half the month, and then the other half of the month is Dishonored.
I might pick up gold, like, around when the tail end of when I can get Dishonored. I may. We'll see. We'll see. Because I do want gold so that I can play, like... Oh, I'm going to need it for... When does Borderlands come out? I forget.
October, I think. I want to say October. For that.
October.
Yeah, the next thing that's on my radar is Smash, obviously.
Yeah.
Because Borderlands I'm getting for free, so I don't have to worry about, like, you know, paying for that one.
Yeah, well, eat a dick.
It's kind of nice.
I wish I had that luxury.
Yeah, but you're also getting it on a much nicer console.
Huh? Borderlands?
Yeah, I thought you were getting it on... Oh, no, you're not. No, you're getting it on 360.
That's old gen only.
Oh, yeah.
Destiny, we'll I'm getting on the bone.
That's right. Yeah, I want to get Destiny 2 when that comes out.
Well, Destiny 2 won't be a few more years.
Well, fuck you, Joe.
But, also on Games with Gold for next month, Xbox One users are getting two games again, thankfully. Hopefully they stick with the whole two-game thing.
I think they will.
But we are getting Crimson Dragon, the launch title, successor to Panzer Dragoon, pretty much.
Okay.
And also Strike Zero, which I've heard a good amount about, but I've never wanted to drop $20 on it.
That's fair. But
the price of free...
The price of free is a good price.
I'll give it a try for the price of free.
Free is a very good price. I enjoy the price of free.
But
free is like the best price that you could possibly have ever, actually.
It really is.
It really is. It's good.
But yeah, Xbox is getting a pretty solid lineup of free games next month. And just a few days later, PlayStation announced their free games. I'm pulling them up now because there's more to remember.
There's more to... Well, yeah, because you've got three platforms.
Yeah. So.
That I understand.
Let's see. The PlayStation 4 is going to be getting Fez.
Oh, that's the... Yeah, that looks cool.
Which also covers the PS3 and the Vita as well, which is nice. As well as a new game, Road Not Taken. I think it's some kind of roguelike game.
Okay.
And then the PS3 is getting Proteus, which... I don't even... It's been on sale a couple times now. I don't even know if I'm going to get it for free. Like, I'll buy it, quote-unquote buy it, quote, so I have it.
Quote-unquote buy
so
it.
So I have it in my library. I just don't know if I'll actually download it and play it.
That's fair.
It doesn't even look like much of a game. It looks like a first-person exploration kind of thing and like a blocky retro style. So I still don't know about it. But that's also cross-buy with the Vita, so you're getting that on the Vita as well. And then Crysis 3 for the PlayStation 3.
Huge.
Yep. And then the Vita itself is getting a new game called Metrico, which is some sort of puzzle game I really don't know much about.
Okay.
And then Dragon's Crown.
Oh, okay.
Which normally is not cross-buy, but for this, they're making it cross-buy, so you get it free on the Vita and the PS3.
That's cool. That's neat.
So, yeah, that's the best part of... Sony's free game lineups is the whole cross-buy stuff.
Yeah. Well, until...
So, yeah, free stuff.
Until Microsoft comes out with a handheld.
True.
They really don't have a reason to, you know? Like, I mean, like, I know, like, a lot of people are, you know, even, you know, in your instance, you know, I would love to have... If I had both systems, I would love to be able to get something on one and be able to use it on the other as well. But... You know, I understand their approach of essentially like, you know, okay, this is a completely separate thing. Like, you know.
Yeah, cross-buy between the PS3 and PS4 doesn't really do much to me.
Right.
Like, I'm getting a game and I could play it on the PS3 and the PS4, I'm playing
you're
it, on the
play
PS4,
it on the PS4. Like, that's just
unless it's out for repairs again. Wah, wah.
True.
Which mine's doing good so far. It's been a week.
Yeah, knock on wood.
It's not super loud. It's working.
Maybe they finally gave you a different one. Maybe every single time that you sent it in, they were just like, hey, just fucking package it up and just send it back to them.
Put a new serial number on it.
Yeah.
Because I have 5 boxes up there, each with different serial numbers.
Oh. So. Those bastards.
But yeah, so having stuff cross by between the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One for free stuff, it even like new games that come out on both of them, like I don't care if I can't get them on both because I probably won't play it on 360 anyway.
No, there's no reason to.
I mean, there's a big difference between that and stuff like Pinball FX. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, like that.
Which there has been some news about that.
Uh-huh.
There's good news and bad news. The bad news is that the game has been delayed. It was supposed to come out today's Wednesday. It was supposed to be out tomorrow.
Okay.
But it's not coming out tomorrow. It's coming out, they said, sometime in August. The good news is tables will transfer
from
the 360. Well, now so I don't even care about a tiny delay because all those tables that I've bought on the Xbox 360, including the Guardians of the Galaxy table that came out today, those will carry over to the Xbox One.
Well, there you go.
Which is exciting.
You're a pinball wizard, Harry.
Indeed. Now I'm just curious about which tables are going to carry over.
I would presume...
Well, see, I would presume all of them as well, but the PS4 version of Zen Pinball 2 doesn't have the Ninja Gaiden table.
There's a Ninja Gaiden table?
Yeah, only on PlayStation, and it's only on PS3 and Vita. It didn't carry over to the PS4 because of licensing. That magical word, licensing. And there were a handful of license tables on the Xbox, including a Rocky and Bullwinkle table.
How awesome is that one?
It's actually pretty cool.
I love Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I should let you play it. You didn't bring your mic stand, did you?
No. Wait. Yes, I did.
Ooh.
I did.
You could dummy run
a pinball game. How does that even work?
Easily.
Just hit the bumpers. Like, don't fuck up. Like,
you could give your thoughts on it as you're playing.
I don't need a mic stand for that.
Well, how would you
just
talk?
Hold the controller like this.
You really think you could pull that off? Well,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me reach over here and get you.
How dumb, how incompetent.
Very.
Do you think I can be? I mean, like.
Very.
No, I. To not be able to hold a microphone and a controller at the same time, I'm pretty sure I can manage this. I can manage this.
I don't know. You're pretty incompetent.
I could do this. I could do this.
Switch back over to the
Zbox. I could do this. I could totally do this. I've got this. I nailed this.
I'm totally nailing you. Oh, cool.
Holy cow, I'm totally going so fast. Ah, fuck. Give him the stick. No, don't give him the stick.
Oh. This is how we fill time.
It's exactly how we fill time.
What the fuck is wrong with us? Besides a lot.
I was just going to say there's a lot. There's a decent amount that is wrong with us.
Very true.
How about them load times? Jesus Christ.
It's because there's so much shit on my hard drive.
You do have a lot of shit on your hard drive. You only have yourself to blame, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
But don't.
Pinball should be under the pin, so we don't have to wait for everything to completely load.
Oh my god.
Hopefully.
The My Pins, is that where I'm looking?
Yeah. Please let the pins load. Oh no,
they're gone!
Why are the pins? Try again.
Okay.
Seriously, why are the pins gone? They should be there.
Why would it lose my pins?
You motherfucker. You motherfucker.
Why are all the pins gone?
Seriously, why are they gone?
Why are all the pins gone?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, my God. it's probably not going to be... This is recent, so we're not going
to
need...
You're going to have to sort alphabetical.
Alphabetical.
How about you go to sort instead of show me?
That's what I meant. I'm dumb.
A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
All right.
You're going to go down to the P's because pinball is not under the A's.
Well, I'm sorry that you have so many goddamn games.
Yeah, just hold it for a while.
Really?
A little more. Yep, that, there you go. Pinball.
That one?
Yeah.
Gee, look at all those. Holy fuck, man. 1700 gamer score?
In that game, yeah. Yep, update. Kind of figured.
So we'll have to play the wait for the update game.
This shouldn't be too bad. Yeah, 7 meg.
You're big, 7.
Big flipping deal.
You're 7 megs.
Yeah, the other one that we're concerned about carrying over or not is Ms. Splosion Man. There's a table.
Oh, okay. That
which,
I
those are not on PlayStation.
Understood. Got it.
So Ashley Nailed is it. Now awake as
Hi,
well.
Ash.
Since we have nothing else to talk about. By the way, Ashley, there is some potentially horrible news for us. I just got an email today that our Amazon Prime account renewed on my PayPal, which is linked to my PNC account. Yeah.
That's no bueno.
For the listeners who can't tell, Ashley whispered out, fuck.
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 That was my best impression.
Yeah, I completely forgot that our fucking Amazon Prime renewed now. Cloud. So, yeah.
Oh my god, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yep.
That's the one. There's a Street Fighter one?
Yeah.
What? Dude, these are awesome.
I like how it's loading everything.
Blade? There's a Blade one? Holy crap, dude. There's so many.
Yeah, there are so many.
Holy shit.
And all of those, except maybe a handful, are going to carry over.
Every time they're still loading. Every time I go to like move to like select the table, it's just like, oh, wait, no, here's another table.
There's more tables. Oh, here's more. I think it's done. Yeah. Oh, no.
What the fuck? Dude, like every time.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm not even like doing it.
Holy shit.
I just want to get.
It's got to be. Nope.
No, it's like every time I move.
It's probably going to load up Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep, there went Guardians of the Galaxy. All
right, I'm just going to keep moving the cursor around until it's like done. Like, there's a Plants vs. Zombies one? That's awesome. That's
well,
cool.
It already showed Guardians of the Galaxy, which was the newest. So.
Okay. Let's do it. Rocky and Bullwinkle. I'm excited. Oh my God, this looks awesome. What are the controls?
Well, A is like the plunger.
What?
X will switch your viewpoint.
Like that?
I usually go on 2.
That one?
2. Yeah, that one.
Oh, that one. Okay. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, it's not easy to play while holding a mic, is it?
No, it's just I didn't know what the controls were. It's weird that it has like a trail behind it. So you can actually like follow it.
Yeah.
Because what was that other pinball game? The
Pinball Arcade.
Yeah. That's the one that I have on. I have on Steam. Like it's kind of hard to follow where the ball's going, but it's also like much slower. Like this is really fucking fast.
Well, Pinball Arcade is based in like actual tables. By the way, there was a flipper up there too that you could have hit.
You're a flipper.
I am a flipper. Yeah, Pinball Arcade is based more on, like, Sim-style pinball tables, where this is based more on more extreme-style games or unrealistically.
Extreme pinball! Oh, motherfucker!
Apparently. Come on. Get it. No, fuck. Oh, shit. There we go. Nailed it. Combo.
Yeah, it's crazy how good pinball games look on PS4 and hopefully on Xbox One.
Like I just keep shooting it in the same fucking place like over and over and over again.
It's like you wouldn't really expect the graphics of pinball tables to really be impressive.
No, dude, like this looks awesome. This looks really
good.
This
is just on 360. So imagine PS4.
Oh my god. Yeah.
It's like a new pool game came out for PS4 this week and that looks bonkers.
Is it weird that I've actually been wanting to play a billiard game?
I don't know why it would be weird. I mean, billiards is fun.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's never like, how many people do you know that have a craving to be like, man, I want to play a fucking pool game?
True. Like, I will give you that.
Damn it. I fucked up.
You could try the different views if you want. I think the views are different now. It might be 5 that it was on the 360 that I liked. I know there was one that showed the entire table, which was what I preferred. Like, there was no scrolling.
Well, it ain't that one.
There it is. View 6. Yeah, I think it's different on PlayStation.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, I like just being able to see the whole table. No scrolling, no zooming.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Just let me see the fucking table.
It's like as if you're standing up to the pinball machine. Because it's not like your head is going to fucking move. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And fucking watch the ball go around.
Now, if they used the Kinect and had head tracking.
Oh my God, fuck that. That'd be so dumb.
Camera moved when you moved?
That'd be so dumb. That'd be completely not needed. Like, at all. At all. I want to know why fucking what's-her-name is, like, standing in the middle of the tracks when you're trying to shoot the fucking pinball pastor.
Because the bad guy has her on the railroad tracks.
No, that's Dudley. That's Dudley Do-Right. The bad guys are down at the bottom.
I could have sworn he was a
bad
guy, too.
No, he's a good guy.
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to rescue
Listen
her.
To his name is Dudley Do-Right.
I thought he was his own separate thing.
No.
It's been a long-ass time since I watched Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Well, you need to brush
up. I'm sorry, I didn't watch those shitty CGI movies when they came out.
I got a gamer picture.
Yay. You could either hit A to replay it or B to go back to the table menu.
I want to see the Street Fighter one. I'm excited. Where did it go?
Oh, bottom.
It's right next to Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yep, you boner.
You're a boner.
Street Fighter.
Dos.
I've actually been really wanting to play some fighting games, too. After watching Evo and shit, like... Like, man, I really want to play some fighting games. Dude, that giant Akuma. That looks awesome. How do you change the camera angles again?
X. You probably have to do it when you start the game. Okay.
I was on like 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I love that it has like the arcade cabinets.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
right,
that's awesome. That's so cool.
One on each side.
That is cool as shit. Oh my God, and the points come up like the bonus rounds. In the game. That's fucking cool. I just shot Akuma in the nuts. I don't know why he's standing there with his legs spread. But
why not? Maybe he likes getting hit in the balls.
I was just going to say, maybe he's looking to get hit in the balls.
With a steel ball fired from a rubber flipper.
Oh, dude, that was cool. That was really fucking cool. Yeah, I don't know. This is neat. Like, it makes, like... It makes pinball seem... Oh, I bumped it the wrong way. Fuck.
Ah, you suck.
Ball out. Ball out.
Yeah, and they've been putting out so many tables lately, too. They put out a bunch of Star Wars ones.
I saw that. There was like fucking like 6 or 7 of them up there.
Yep. Marvel has been getting a lot. I think they said they're in talks to possibly get Indiana Jones.
That'd be cool. I think... There was an actual, like, Indiana Jones pinball machine that was, like, really, really popular, wasn't there?
I think so.
Something tells me that I've played one before.
I like how you're not using that upper flipper at all.
Oh, there is one over there. Shit. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, first thing I do when I start a table is hit the flippers a bunch of times and see
find out
where
they are. Yeah, that's true.
Like, there.
Smart. Well, I apparently don't know how to use an upper flipper at all.
Way to suck.
I never said I was good at pinball, but I said I'd play it.
Yeah, my biggest problem with the FX games, the Pinball FX and Zen Pinball, is the achievements are usually really brutal.
Are they?
Like, Pinball Arcade, they usually have 3
it's
per
like,
table.
Yeah, it's like, get a certain score, and then, like, if there's certain things that are, like, unique to the table.
Yeah.
That are like skill shots or whatever.
Well, like
I've noticed that
with Pinball Arcade, they have, well, at least they used to have 3 per table. Apparently, with season 2 and season 3 on the PS4, they haven't been adding anymore, and they're saying it's something like they hit their trophy limit from Sony, which is dumb, but whatever.
Dumb.
You have 1 for getting on the top 5 of the leaderboard.
Yep.
Which is like the easy one.
Yeah.
And then each table has 5 goals. That you can do different things like skill shots, like you were saying.
Right.
They have 5 standard goals and then 5 wizard goals. which
you're a wizard, Harry.
You get the 5, and then it unlocks the wizard goals. You get one trophy for doing the standard goals and one for the wizard.
I just noticed something about this table that makes me really, really happy.
What?
The thing at the bottom, like, you know, with those, like, the tracks that you try and, like, light up that reach to the flippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's yoga.
Yep.
It's fucking
and,
great.
And Doll Seams hanging out right by the exit.
Yeah, that's fucking fantastic. That's so fucking funny.
On the side bumpers by the flippers, E-Honda and Zangief, or Jokam, as or Jokam. I now call them.
Jokam. Ah, fuck.
Oh, that was really good.
It was spinning. There was a lot of spin on
You're
that ball.
You're a fucking champion.
There was a lot of spin on that ball.
Another pinball table coming out later this year, Walking Dead.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Based on the Telltale
Wasn't,
games.
Aren't they making like a Deadpool one or something?
Oh, Deadpool's out. You could play that one.
Where is that one? Oh, I see it right there. I want to play that one. Did you see the trailer?
No, I heard about it. It's not a trailer. It's just like test
footage. It's like
footage.
Test footage.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
With Ryan
so
Reynolds.
Good.
This one
it's
has a...
So, it is. Dude, it's... there's some people that are like, meh. Dude, it's perfect. It's perfect.
I heard it was really good, and I definitely want to check it out.
Oh my
I have
God,
the page
so
open,
happy.
And then we ran somewhere. But
oh, I'm so happy.
The cool thing about the Deadpool table is Nolan North voices it, who, of course, did Deadpool's voice in the Marvel games and on the actual Deadpool game.
Right.
So he makes fun of you. Stop wasting my time and start playing pinball. It's the best table ever.
Oh, my God. This is fantastic.
And his pinball table is a display at the bottom of the pinball table. See? And
oh, my God.
He'll
that's
walk
funny.
Over and play his own pinball game.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, it's a pretty insane table.
Yeah, this looks fucking nuts, man. Like, oh, God. Is there a grenade as the fucking...
The ball stopper.
What?
Yeah. You hit TNT to launch the ball, and then he puts the fire out.
Oh. Well, there we go.
Hit the grenade. Who put a pinball table in a pinball table? He just said as he bumped into the pinball table.
This is fucking... Dude, this is awesome. Oh, no. Fuck. That's one thing that's one concept that I never really got correct with playing pinball machines, like, on a...
What, the nudging?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never figured that out either, so I never even worry about it.
I never fucking get it right. Fuck, damn it. There we go. Oh, there's one on the left side, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
He just fell. Yeah, some of these Zen tables are pretty insane.
Dude, they're ridiculous.
They've only gotten better over the years. Like, if you look at some of their early tables compared to now...
Yeah.
Huge difference.
Oh, damn. What did I do? There we go. Fuck. There we go. Oh, damn it.
The whole show could just be your reactions from...
Fuck.
Fuck. Damn it.
There we go.
Son of a bitch.
Ding. That was great. Oh, shit. God. Still making fun of me, Joe.
I can't help it. You're so easy to make fun of. One other big thing of news we could cover this week while you're smacking your balls around.
Hey, it's the only time I can smack balls, plural.
Did you like all the bleeping from him talking that they censored out while he was talking?
I'm not paying attention to the sound.
But there's been a lot of concern about Crytek recently.
Yes.
Due to financial issues, workers not getting paid. Yeah, it just went into that pinball game, so you're continuing on his pinball game. And now he's there.
Oh.
Like, any of it matters at all.
It's true.
It'll just go in forever. But you could see, like, a cassette tape over on the side.
This is really fucking neat.
But the big concern with Crytek was employees weren't getting paid, and people thought that, was it Homefront the Revolution? God, I forget the name. I feel like an idiot. I should have looked this up already.
Probably. Research is key.
That's expecting a lot out of us.
Yep. We gotta step our games up. You know, play pinball while we're trying to do a podcast.
No, good thing I have a tablet on my lap.
Yep. Good thing I'm playing pinball.
Indeed.
I can't, like...
Homefront The Revolution. Crytek UK was developing it. They're the guys who... They helped work on Crysis 2 and 3. They did some work on Rise, and then they're also the guys who were behind the Time Splitter games. And
Time
Haze.
Time Splitter, okay.
And Haze, which we all know is...
Wait. What, that's like $3 now?
If that. Because
tops,
it's terrible.
$3?
But because of all the financial issues with Crytek, people were worried that Homefront The Revolution wasn't actually going to come out, despite all the positive press it's been getting and how the early builds were looking really good. News came out today that... Ooh,
oh my God, that looks awesome.
The news came out today that the game has been sold.
Fuck!
Crysis has sold off the IP as well as all the technical, like all the tech behind it.
Uh-huh.
And they sold it to Deep Silver. Might know them as behind some of the guys who helped clean out THQ.
So of all the times when we're normally like, oh, did you hear the THQ? It's actually sort of relevant.
Yeah.
Kind of. Sort of. Oh, wait. I'm putting in the wrong shit. Hold on.
What name are you going to put in?
Ass.
Yay. But Deep Silver picked it up to go along with their recent acquirings of like Saints Row,
mm-hmm.
all that other fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there's mixed reports right now about whether they bought the Crytek UK studio.
Okay.
Or if they formed their own and a bunch
and
of the talent jumped
just
over.
Jump ship. Yeah.
There's been conflicting reports, but either way, a bunch of either the studio or a bunch of the people from the studio are now a part of Dambuster Studios who will continue working on it. So it's almost as if nothing's changing with the team.
It's just changing names.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not going to be released by Crytek. It'll be from Deep Silver, who are putting out a bunch of games recently.
Yeah, right? To say the least.
Yeah, I have dubbed August RPG month.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Because next week, Sacred 3 comes out.
Oh, that's right.
From Deep Silver.
Yep.
The week after that is Risen 3.
Yep.
From Deep Silver. And then the week after that is Tales of Xillia 2.
From Deep Silver.
Yeah, it's a Namco game. So I'm going to have a lot of role-playing to do in August.
Gross.
You love it.
Good.
I don't care.
No comment. No
I
comment.
Love it.
No comment. Yeah, RPGs are all like, that's all Jordan. Honestly. And even then, like...
Is that why you won't play the free demo of Bravely Default?
I'll just have her play it and then just tell me how it was.
I'm telling you, one of these weeks we'll have her on the show. Every week, we sit here while the ladies just sit quietly next to us.
You guys
playing,
are doing the next show.
Playing mobile games.
Yeah.
We should just throw the mics at them now and leave.
No.
We're probably getting ready to wrap this one up soon anyway.
Not quite.
How far in are we?
43.
I mean, it's not like much else has been happening.
It's true.
Oh, I forgot. Email.
Oh, we do have an email.
You can email us at the smlpodcast@gmail.com, like Zach does.
Yes.
And Randall, who apologized for not being able to write to us lately.
Mm-hmm.
But we have an email from Zach, so this should eat up a lot of time.
Ready.
Fuck. It's not going to eat up a lot of time.
Whatever.
Let's see. Chris, I just want to give you a high five for referencing Slam and Salmon.
I love Slam.
That's such a good movie. when Heather, the wife, and I first watched that, we lost our shit. The meat drapes bit is probably our favorite line.
Whatever, motherfucker.
Definitely the most quoted. Also, how about that guy getting trampled by a horse? Can you say most unexpected death ever? Brilliant. Environmental notice. Please consider the environment before print.
and then the whole tail end of it.
Confidentiality.
That's it? Holy shit.
Yeah, that's why I said it's not going to eat up a lot of time.
That might be the shortest email he's ever sent us.
No, he sent a shorter one.
Did he? Oh, it was just like... It was like
an also don't forget, or oh, I forgot this.
And yeah, but that's sentence. The tail end of another one. This is
it's
like
still,
a standalone
it's still
email.
Technically, its own email.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell else could we talk about?
Music.
Go ahead. I've been listening to the new Rise Against.
New Opeth album's going to be coming out soon.
What have you been playing?
What have I been playing? Hearthstone. Tonight I'm going to be trying Settlers of Catan for the first time. In light of the news, the last bit of news that we'll give. Microsoft actually put out a browser-based version of Settlers of Catan that you could play with anyone. You could link it through your Facebook, and then there's voice chat that's powered by Skype. But it seems cool. Seems fun. I've never played it before, but it seems like a simple enough game that you know I could probably pick it up. But
yeah.
We're going to head over to our friend Mike's house after we visit her parents and try and you know play a game and then go back to 4T4T. But
nice.
So tonight I'll be playing Catan, hopefully.
Okay, but what have you been playing?
Honestly, like I've been playing learn a bunch of songs for a cover band. It's like the worst game ever. Honestly, nice. it's seriously like the worst game ever.
You've been playing Band Fuse.
I played a little bit of Band Fuse today.
Which I really had no idea Harmonix was involved with before.
There was something I was playing on my phone. What was I playing on my phone? Or maybe it was on my iPad that I was playing it. I don't remember. Oh, yeah. There's this thing where essentially, like, you just, like... I think it's, like, 200 balls or something like that. It's, like, the dumbest name for a game ever. But essentially what they do is, like, there's just this giant funnel on the top with, like, a bunch of balls that are in it. And then you tap the screen, and then a bunch of balls fall in cups that are, like... on a conveyor belt on the bottom. And whenever a ball doesn't make it into one of the cups, you lose it. And you know, essentially get down to where you only have a couple.
So is it like a pachinko game or something?
Sort of. But it was okay. It was kind of fun. I was introduced to it. I had a gig this past weekend and, in between sets that I had to play, I was just sitting there like bullshitting with one of my friends that came to see me play. And she was playing it on her phone.
Tell her to get them. If they have Baja, no. Tell her to buy them. Text her back.
No.
Text her back. No. You were wrong. Give me the phone.
You have 17 cases?
No, I don't have that many anymore. I'm down to like 16. Oh my God. I have to text
Seriously?
Her back.
Jesus Christ, man.
Where's her?
Mary? You have a problem.
Joe. We was
Joe.
Wrong.
Joe, you have a problem.
I need them.
Joe.
All caps. Ashley was wrong. I need them. I love Baja Blast. Come on.
I've noticed.
And then you're not going to find it anymore.
I've noticed.
What are you saying about me?
He has to go.
Apparently, I have to go.
I guess. Actually, there was a little bit more news. Neverwinter is coming to the Xbox One.
That'd be cool.
It's going to be there for the launch in China in September.
Okay.
And then it'll be brought over to the rest of the world next year. Early next year.
Next year. Ooh. Yay.
And also, have you heard of the whole EA Access program?
No, I have not.
It is going to be Xbox One exclusive.
Of course.
It is $5 a month or 30 for the year, which isn't horrible.
Yeah, 30 for a year isn't too bad. But what are they doing?
You get access to a handful of games from their vault, which as of right away includes, I think, Madden, FIFA, Battlefield, and Peggle.
Peggle.
On Xbox One. Hey, dude, Peggle 2 is fucking
Peggle
awesome.
Peggle 2 is pretty cool.
But that's included as well as 5-day early access for new releases and a 10% discount on any digital content. Which, if you buy a new game, each game is like $6 off.
I suppose.
So if you buy 5 games in a year from EA, that pays it back.
Do they even put out like 5 games a year that are worth grabbing?
EA? I'm sure they do.
Maybe. Something
I wouldn't
like
see
that.
Why not. I mean, it's...
Maybe unless you got all the like Sims expansions and shit like that, but... Aside from
trying
that,
to see what EA games I have. I mean, there was a time when they put out all the good
constantly.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, when Skate was still a thing.
More than just Skate. Jesus Christ.
Speaking of Skate, actually, I was playing that over the weekend. I was trying. Okay. I was getting achievements in Skate 3 that I didn't have.
Okay.
So that's what I was actually playing, that and Hearthstone. So I do have a slightly new game to report that I haven't been playing.
Which is one of the other games you talk about all the time.
Yeah, but I haven't like played it in a long time.
But you still talk about it nearly every
episode. Because it's one of my favorites.
Speaking of every episode, Dark Souls.
Dark Souls Fleshlights.
But the EA Access is only going to be on Xbox One because Sony claims they didn't see the value in it for their customers.
Ooch.
Which, I don't know, saving money on games plus getting to play free games, yeah. Which I guess kind of competes with PlayStation Plus. Getting early access to games. Like, if you're into EA Sports games, it's kind of a no-brainer to get.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And it's only for X-Bones.
Only for
X-Boners.
X-Boners.
Boners. I guess we could kind of finish up with what I've been playing.
What have you been playing?
I have been playing Rogue Legacy for the PS4 and the Vita.
Rogue Legacy. Okay, I'm thinking
it came
of
out on
else.
Steam a while ago.
I was thinking of Rogue Warrior.
No. No. Rogue Legacy, it's kind of side-scrolling action hack-and-slash platformer roguelike.
Okay.
You go into a castle, kind of Metroidvania style.
Okay.
And when you die, all your stats carry over to one of three offspring that each have their own distinct
stats. Oh, you showed me that. You showed me that. No, I know
when
what you're talking
about.
When
did I show
about.
You?
No, you didn't show me the game, you showed me the trailer. Or actually, no, I found it on Steam.
Yeah, because it's been on Steam for a while.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But, like, each son or daughter, they are a different class, or they have different stats. They might have their own traits, like gigantism or dwarf,
right.
Being a dwarf. They might be nearsighted or farsighted. If you have one with vertigo, the entire game is flipped upside down.
Fuck that.
There's one who is nostalgic and everything is like sepia toned.
God.
Colorblind, everything's black and white. There's just a bunch of different crazy traits in there.
Mm-hmm.
The one is IBS.
Irritable bowel. So he shits everywhere?
No, every time you jump, you fart.
Oh.
Not every, but most of the time. You like, there's squishy farts too.
There's squishy
yes.
Farts.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, and it was cross-buy between all three platforms, cross-save, so I could play it down here. When I'm tired and want to go to bed, I'll grab the Vita, play some more up there.
Yeah.
It's pretty brutal. I haven't even beaten the first mini-boss yet.
Oh, wow.
And I just hit level 50.
So are you grinding before you do all that stuff?
I've been grinding like a motherfucker.
Understood.
But the game is pretty, pretty difficult. But it is insanely addictive. And it's part of the PlayStation Summer Play program.
Okay.
So the thing where you buy 2 games, you get $3 back. Buy 3 of them, get 6. And buy all 4 of them, you get $10 back.
That's neat.
So if I buy any of the others, I'll get a few bucks back. But
sweet. Music?
What is the hurry to, like... No, I didn't know they went to bed that early.
Yeah.
And that'll just be a couple seconds of silence as we listen.
Exactly what it will be. Music?
I don't know. Anything special you want played?
Not particularly, no. Oh, there's... Actually, you know what? Pick some of the stuff from the... there was a huge free month on Dueling of Duels.
Oh, yeah. I missed out on the judging on that. So we'll play some of this stuff from DOD.
There you go.
Were the results announced, or is it just
I think
songs?
It's just songs.
Well, then we'll grab a bunch of songs that I don't have to label.
There you go.
From artists I don't know.
You don't even know.
So
perfect.
Less work. Yay!
Last words?
You gotta go.